This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Taiwan has a new president this morning, Ma Ying-jeou, the candidate of the opposition Nationalist Party and a former mayor of Taipei, declared victory over former premier Frank Xia, the ruling party candidate. Mr. Ma's win signals that Taiwan is poised to ease away from the pro-independence policies favored by the outgoing president, Chen Shui-bian. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Taipei. Tell us what the Ma victory means for future political and economic relations between Taiwan and mainland China.
Well, I think, first of all, there are going to be sighs of relief in Beijing and also in Washington. Ma Ying-jeou basically ran on a platform that says that Taiwan's only way out economically is in closer ties with the mainland, and also that when conditions are ripe, that China and Taiwan can enter into talks on a long-term agreement for some sort of peace framework. And that would go a long way towards reducing tensions across the Taiwan Straits, which has remained a flashpoint left over from the Cold War. So I think there should be a sense of relief both in Beijing and in Washington.
And what is the significance of a victory for the Nationalist Party?
Well, we have to remember that the Nationalist Party ruled Taiwan for 50 years after losing the civil war to the Chinese communists in 1949. Until martial law was lifted in the late 1980s, essentially the nationalists ruled Taiwan with an iron fist. It was a reign of terror, if you like. But since then, they've been campaigning on a platform of reform, saying that they're changing their ways, they're cleaning up the corruption, and fighting off efforts by the ruling DPP to portray them as the same old corrupt bunch of politicians that ran Taiwan for the past 50 years. But I think a lot of voters this time were saying that they want to see the two major parties switch off, and people seem to be at least happy that Taiwan is evolving towards a real two-party system.
Now, Mr. Ma has proposed a formal peace treaty with China. What are the terms of that?
Well, he's not as pro-China as some people would think and as his opponents would make him out to be. Basically, what he's been saying is, we don't want to reunify with China until China becomes more democratic. At the same time, we're definitely not going to push for independence. What Ma would like to do is agree with China to just get over the ideological issues. And the main ideological issue for China is that Taiwan and the mainland are both parts of the same China. Ma is saying, let's not worry about that until later. Let's just maintain the status quo. And Beijing is very happy to maintain the status quo. With the Olympics and Tibet blowing up in their face, they're happy to have Taiwan out of the picture for a while.
Thank you very much. NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Taipei, Taiwan.